get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Today we are going to be examining one of those voices from Zion that God has sent to us in Ionimite, titled Record-Breaking Result. Record-Breaking Result. This very edition of Voices from Zion could be retitled in many ways, such as Prevailing Without Traveling, Results Without Stress, Favor Without Labor, Gain Without Pain, or even Breakthrough Without Any Breakdown, and so on. You know, I give thanks to God because when I was studying these voices from Zion, there are some light I caught in the world. And I was like, wow, God is good. And I pray, may God open the eyes of everyone right now to see the light, to get the depths in this world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our generation is full of chaos and uncertainty. There are known routines to all things on earth. There are what to expect after some steps are consciously taken. But God Almighty is bringing you into another phase with Himself where protocol is ignored and yet testimony abounded. We are coming into this platform, you know, where protocol is being ignored and testimony is made manifest. We are coming into another platform of planting and reaping the same day on the earth. For you and all congregations, Church of Jesus Christ, to know how to get record-breaking results. This edition of Voices from Zion is written titled Record-Breaking Result. Tell someone, you shall experience a record-breaking result today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah 66, verse 7 to verse 8. Isaiah 66, verse 7 to verse 8. Bible says, before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Hallelujah. The following scripture ahead further affirmed truth about the word of God. Because without the knowledge of God's word, you may not believe in record-breaking results. The book of Psalm 119, verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. This means that the word of God remains the only standard for life. Other word of men may undergo changes, but God's word is settled. Other words of men can what? Can undergo changes. That's just it. But the word of God is what? Is settled. You know, that's why that book of Psalms says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. In heaven it is settled. Hallelujah. All statements in the Holy Bible is settled in heaven. Nothing can tamper with it. Not even the unsettlement and the unrest on the earth today. If God said, you shall be the head, no economy of your country can truncate it. If God said, it is well with you, no bandits can reverse it. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. The book of Psalm 12, verse 6 says, the word of the Lord are pure words, a sliver tried in the furnace of heart, purified seven times. The word of the Lord purifies because it is pure. It is what? It is pure. If you buy a bottled water and you opened it, it is what? It's called what? The water is what? It's pure. Yes or no? But the moment you introduce any kind of substances into it, for example, you introduce a poisonous substance into it, just a drop of it, is that bottled water still pure? No. The water has been what? It has been contaminated. Now, if they persuaded you that, do you know what? This water is bottled. Just that a drop of insect killer has dropped into it. Anyway, it's just a drop. If you take it very well, check the water very well, you can still drink it. How many of you will still go ahead and drink that water? If you even want to drink it, the subconscious mind of you will tell you that, remember the insect killer. Remember the poison in it. You will not want to drink it because of what? The water has been defiled. I pray in the name of Jesus, in any area that the enemy has defiled your destiny, in Jesus' name, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare it purified right now in Jesus' name. In any area that the enemy has defiled your destiny, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare it purified right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord purifies because of what? It is pure. The word of God reforms life because of what? It has been tried in the furnace. It has been tried in the furnace. That book of Psalm 12, verse 6 says, it has been purified seven times. The word of the Lord are pure words, as liver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Hallelujah. The word of God reforms life. Because of what? It has been tried in the furnace. All that made great gospel ministry in the word of God. The word of God is pure. The word of God reforms. All this bring together does what? It makes great gospel ministry. The word of God makes clean. It does what? It makes clean. In the book of John 6, verse 63, the Bible says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirits and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Hallelujah. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh does what? Profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirits and they are life. The word of God is spiritual. Is what? The word of God is spiritual and has capacity to quicken the dull or dead spirit of man. The word of God is spiritual. The word of God has the capacity to quicken the dull or the dead spirit of man. There is life in the world, and that life is the light of men. There is light in the what? In the world, and that light is the life of men. Without the word of God, you will ever walk in darkness. Without the word of God. Without the word of God, The word of any man, whoever he is, cannot stand the word of God. The word of humans can never stand the word of God. Hallelujah. No wonder the word of God says, who will believe our reports? Let the word of God be your report. Let the word of God be your belief. Let your faith be built on that word of God. Hallelujah. Doctor said, you have a chronic disease. And they said, the doctor said that you only have a few months to live. Don't forget, medical verdicts are facts. Are you with me? Medical verdicts are what? They are facts because they have done their check-ins. They have done their scans. They've run their scans. They have done their tests before they come to that conclusion that the disease you have been afflicted with, you only have few months to live. But the word of God said, by his stripes you are healed. By his stripes I am healed. Now, whose reports will you believe? Is it the word of God that is truth and life, or the verdict of the doctor that is facts and sometimes can be mixed? I declare in the name of Jesus, for everyone under the sound of my voice that is under the siege of a terrible sickness, right now, according to the word of God that says, by his stripes ye are healed, I declare your healing right now in the name of Jesus.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Whose reports will you believe? Whose reports will you believe? Bible says, he had borne our grief. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, ye are healed. So whose reports will you believe? I declare in the name of Jesus, that area of your life, the pain, the sickness, the disease, no matter the name it is being called, no matter the title ascribed to it, in the name of Jesus, I declare your freedom from it right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Without the word of God, you will ever walk in darkness. Without the word of God. The word of any man, whoever he is, cannot stand the word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Heaven and earth shall what? Pass away, but my word will not pass away. So, no man's word transcends eternity, except the word of God. No man's word. No man's word. I want everyone to live their life according to the word of God. As a prophet declared over your life that it will never be well with thee. As a prophet cursed you. Then whose report will you believe? When the Bible says, say ye to the righteous that it shall be what? Well with him. And they shall eat the fruit of their doings. And one prophet or one pastor or one man of God, he now cursed you. Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? An herbalist boasting in his own fetish power. Or an occultic man boasting and bragging in his fetish power. And tell you that you will not wake up the following day. Why don't you reply that man that saying, My Bible, the word of God, tell me that, say ye to the wicked that it shall not be well with him. Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? The word of man cannot transcend eternity except the word of God. If your life is void of the word of God, then it is formless. We could see how the word gave shape to the formless earth. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 5, Bible says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning we are the first day. I pray in the name of Jesus, at every area of your destiny, in every aspect of your family, in any area of the work of your hand, that darkness is reigning. The word of God that says, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. I declare the light of God steps in right now in Jesus' name. I declare an end to the work of darkness in your life, in your career, in the work of your hands, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 3. What does it say? Though through faith, we understand that the world we are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, we are not made of things which do appear. Faith. So without the word of God, you are not alive. The word of God is all encompassing, and it has declared the record-breaking results. Dominion of all living. If your life should be void of the word of God, you are nothing different from a walking corpse. Because single attack from the devil can bring you down. Just single attack from the enemy can bring you down. Because if you have the word of God in you, you have a strong defense. If you have the word of God in you, you have the rock as your backing. Because when attack comes against you, because you are resting on the rock, guess what? If an egg is being thrown against the rock, what will happen to that egg? It will break. Now, guess what? If the rock now rolls over the egg, what happened to the egg? It will be grounded to powder. Hallelujah. So you need to know your God. You need to understand His word. You need to feast with His word. I pray the grace you need to take the word of God as daily part of your life, meditating on it, studying it, that grace rest upon you right now in Jesus' name. The grace to always get hungry of the word of God, that until you study it every day, you will not have peace. You will not be satisfied. That grace, that hunger, I cast it in you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It means you can get anything done at any time by the word of God. Record-breaking results. Gives dominion for all living. The word of God will make you get anything done at any time by the word of God. You know, I can remember very well God's servant telling us that whenever he wants to embark on a particular task, The first thing he seek the face of God for is the word backup. Is the what? The word backup. Now, he told us several times that there are some things that he has done before that because there is no word backup to it, most of the time, those things never get executed. Those things, he never get the expected result. But guess what? Whenever the word comes, another thing most times do come with it, which is peace. Which is what? Peace! 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 And to the glory of God, I have taken that also as a custom to myself. I remember when I was about to get married, I was like, how will this thing happen? How will this? How will that? But I can never forget when I was worried. I don't know how to go about it. The word came to me. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not. Now, that word became a very strong backbone for me. That even the marriage itself, when any challenges tears us, Father, remember you said that you fear not. God, yes, I said it. Yes, yes. And Almighty God always showed up because of what? The word. The word of God is a cure. If it has been working for God's servant, it can work for you also. If it has been working for the patriarchs of faith, it can work for you also. I pray in the name of Jesus, the grace you need to always run after the word of God, to get the right word that your life needs, that assignment needs, that project you want to embark on needs, that grace, that hunger, that fearing, that zeal, I thrust it in your life right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can escape the pain many others suffered by the word of God. Through the only Bible, the scripture. In fact, you can be breaking record every day on all grounds and in every endeavor by the word of God. By the word of God. You know, this testimony is somewhat is humbling. Yes. I remember when we were doing AZ City Prevailed, our computer training, 2025. As I was at the center that very good day. And the thing is not going as expected. There are some wars, some challenges we have been faced at the center I was privileged to oversee. And I remember that God's servant taught us that the pastor of the church you are doing the training is not the owner of the church. The pastor of the church where you are doing the training is just a privileged overseer to oversee that congregation. So if that pastor is now fighting the training you are doing, what will you do? Report to the owner of the church. Hallelujah. And I remember that God's servant gave us the scripture. The what? The book of Hebrew, chapter 12. And I was, Father, I just prayed unto God. God, this is what is going on. I prayed to him, read the scripture, and guess what? I only gave just one word. Something will happen. That's just it. Something will happen. What will happen, I don't know. How it will happen, I don't know. But I heard it, something will happen. Now, when God's servant now asked us, that what's going on in your center, how is it going? And I, sir, this is what the pastor is, this is what, you know, and I, but I pray though, as he taught us, and I asked him, and if God has said something will happen, and something will happen, not in here. Now, how it will happen, I don't know. But I could remember that I was led by the Spirit of God, tell the students this. And guess what? The very day that the pastor or the church people, they thought they would have disgraced us. Guess what happened? Almighty God took us to a bigger place. Now, the church where we are doing it before it can just be like a local assembly. You understand? I'm not sure they have a bigger place. But guess what? Where God now take us to? That church, they are like worldwide known. Hallelujah. God has said something will happen. And guess what? It happens stress-free. Stress what? They were, come, you can come. I'm like, wow. I believe they will be ashamed because we just pack our bags, pack our things, and left half the world. Get the world. Because if God's servant had not given us that word, if he had not get the word himself, how am I going to use it that day? Now, guess what? He was the one who God gave that word. Are you with me? But he made it known to us that this ministry, AZCT, the God backing it up is this. The word backing it up is this. And I call on to that God and use that word. And guess what? The testimony is now. Students graduated in that center. I believe, say that, the pastor will be ashamed. Hallelujah. Because we don't even go and beg him. You can escape the pain many others are suffering by the word of God. In fact, you can be breaking record every day on all grounds and in every endeavor. God Almighty had ordained groundbreaking results for his children on daily basis. On daily basis. Almighty God had ordained groundbreaking results for his children on daily basis. Hallelujah. I pray you will not miss your own groundbreaking result today in Jesus' name.
Jesus be my guide. Call me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.